Hey, man. Welcome to Bedatitudes Podcast, episode 36. We're going to go back to talking about the liturgy of domestic church life and walking through the different parts or the different habits that are part of that liturgy. And we took a little break last time as we were talking about marriage as a healing sacrament and unleashing the power of that sacrament by, you know, being willing to accept criticism generously and give criticism charitably. Actually, not so much criticism as how to express complaints. So in talking about that, we want to come back around to our walk through the liturgy of domestic church life. And actually, this next podcast, which is about prayer, is a good way to tie into the conflict piece too, because prayer should be part of the way we deal with everything in our marriage and family life, especially conflict. But let's talk about this. So, in the second rite of the Liturgy of Domestic Church Life, the rite of family rituals, we talk about working, playing, talking, and finally praying together. Those four practices, we should have something to do as with our family and with our spouse around those four spheres every day. So some way to work, some way to talk, some way to play, and some way to pray, both with our spouse and with our kids. And it doesn't have to be big things. I mean, this could just be, you know, 5 minutes or just being playful during the things. But let's talk about prayer. And I saved it for last because when we think about rituals in family life, especially as Catholic families, we tend to kind of emphasize prayer, which we should, but we tend to think of it as an event, right? As something I do at a specific time. We do a family rosary, for instance, or we do, we have this particular time set aside for family prayer. And if you don't have that time set aside for family prayer, then I encourage you to do so. And some simple ways to do that would be a morning prayer time. You know, so for instance, getting the family together before everybody goes to school, when you first wake up, maybe getting a little bit of time to just cuddle together, you know, in bed. And then let's say, Lord, let's just give the Lord the day. You know, Lord, please bless our day and help us to take good care of each other. Help us to be the family that you want us to be. And really help us to look for little ways to make each other's days a little easier and more pleasant. Help me be the dad my kids need me to be, the father that you want me to be. You know, maybe your wife can jump in and say, help me be the mom that you want me to be. And just kind of briefly go around and ask for intentions or concerns and then lift them up and pray about them together. And then remember to ask your kids about those things that maybe they raised, later on. So that becomes part of the conversation. So prayer isn't just, you know, something that you do in that moment, but it becomes the springboard that leads to other conversations that you have with your kids. Another good time, of course, family meal times. You know, in addition to the Bless Us, O Lord prayer, which is a beautiful prayer, it's a good time to kind of just stop and reflect on how the day is going so far, whether you're praying at breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You know, just take a minute and thank God for the little blessings that have occurred throughout that day so far. Ask Him for help for what's coming up, right? And just use that prayer time, you know, to bond together with the Lord and bring Him that part of your day. So you're just pausing to reflect a little bit throughout the day about how the day is going and where He wants it to go, right? The Bless Us, O Lord prayer can be a nice way to wrap things up. You know, so when we start, Lord, thank you for how much we were able to get done this morning and for, it being such a beautiful day. Lord, this afternoon, thus and such is going on. Please help us all handle that well, whatever the situation is. But you're bringing that to God and you're giving Him those parts of your day, and it's helping you be mindful as a family. Bedtime prayer, of course, another opportunity to really reflect on the day and bring these things to the Lord. And, you know, I'm proposing a model of prayer here that incorporates or invites Christ into all the different parts of your day. And if you want to do additional devotions like a family rosary or a family chaplet or those kinds of things that are personally meaningful, I think that's beautiful. We need to keep in mind that those more formal prayers are an opportunity to really quiet our minds and listen to God, though. That's the point of meditative prayer, is to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. It's impossible to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us if we haven't really brought our hearts to Him first, right? And so that's why this more spontaneous, heartfelt approach to prayer is so important. It's not superior to formal prayer. It's a different kind of prayer that brings our concerns and our gratitude and our everything to God so that we can then take some brief time of formal prayer or meditative prayer to reflect and listen to what God is saying to us through that prayer. So the problem with a lot of Catholic families is that we will say our prayers. You know, we'll say a rosary, but we won't necessarily pray the rosary. We'll say a chaplet, but we won't necessarily pray the chaplet. And the difference between saying and praying is that that how much of our hearts we've brought to the experience. So having this little time where we start by, you know, say it, as I was saying, meal times, you know, okay, Lord, thank you for these blessings that happened since lunch, for example. Please help the evening go well with this concern or that game or this recital or this other thing. You know, please bless so-and-so's ability in that situation and help us to really all be here for each other. Help me be the dad that you want me to be and bring out the best in my kids and really help us be the family you're calling us to be. Amen. Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts, right? So you lead with what the church calls a collect, like it's spelled collect. That's when you're at Mass and, you've just done something and now the priest says a prayer to end that and move on to the next thing. So you can use the Bless Us, O Lord, as a kind of a collect to be able to bring together all of your prayers and then bring the meal to God. Again, bedtime, same basic idea. But the idea here is that as fathers, we want to lead a kind of prayer life in our homes that doesn't just treat prayer as an event, but that invites Christ to be part of our day throughout the day and allows us to use the stuff of the day to connect with God more meaningfully. Because we want to treat Christ as another member of our families, because he's the most important member of our families. He's the member of the family that loves us most and knows us best and wants to teach us how to be the family he wants us to be. You know, so being able to come to God every day, it's a real privilege as a father to be able to invite my wife and my children to come and pray with me, not just at one point, but at little points throughout the day, to invite everybody to reflect on where we're at, where God is leading us, what he wants from us now, how we can cooperate with his grace to take a little bit better care of each other in the next part of the day, and to really just continue to wrap ourselves in his grace so that we can experience Christ more meaningfully at home through the things we do at home. This kind of prayer that I'm suggesting doesn't come naturally to a lot of people. And if you happen to be one of those folks that this more spontaneous, heartfelt prayer feels strange for, then I'm going to suggest that you kind of suck it up and do it anyway and kind of work through that. Because we need to learn to talk to God as a person instead of just reciting formulas at him. You know, again, those formulas, the more meditative prayers, I'm not knocking that at all. That's very beautiful and powerful prayer if we're using it right. But if we're just using it as a stand-in for prayer by saying words at God, we're missing the point. You know, we're meant to see God as a person that we interact with on an interpersonal and intimate way. And then when we pray those more formal or meditative prayers, contemplative prayers of the church, like the rosary or chaplet or other things, we're listening. We're saying, okay, now, Lord, I brought you my heart and my concerns. Now fill me with your grace, you know, inform my mind, enlighten the eyes of my heart so that I can hear you and see you and respond to your grace. That's what that meditative part of prayer is about. And if we just say prayers instead of praying prayers, then we're checking off a box instead of having a relationship with God. And the more awkward you feel about praying this way tends to be indicative of the degree to which you see prayer more as a duty than a relationship. And I'm not saying that's necessarily bad. We have to start somewhere, right? And so if we see it as a duty and we're faithful in that duty, that's a beautiful thing. And God respects that and he blesses that. But he wants more from us. He doesn't just want our duty. He wants our hearts and he wants that relationship. And so leading family prayer that is reflective of that kind of relationship that God wants us to have with him and the kind of relationship that God wants to teach us to have with each other, which is why I kind of want to end this. And there's so much more I could say on family prayer and couple prayer, and I'll point you towards some resources at the end. But these are just some of the most important things. So really inviting or creating a kind of prayer life that allows Christ to be part of your daily lives and allows you to build in points of reflection throughout the day so that God can give you the grace and help you make those little course corrections along the way. Really important. The final thing, and I've sort of alluded to this already, though, is the importance of continuing to pray that God would make us the fathers he wants us to be, and that he would teach us to be the family that he wants us to be. We need a constant reminder, as Catholic families, that we're not setting the agenda for our family. It's not my job, it's not my wife's job, it's certainly not the kids' job to say what this family's going to be. It's God's job to teach us, and it's our job to be receptive to that instruction. Now, he teaches us how to be the family he wants us to be by living these principles of the liturgy of domestic church life in the course of our daily lives. You know, what's happening, right? What things are going on? How can we respond to those things virtuously? And the more we're reflecting on that question, how can I respond to these different challenges our family is facing virtuously? And not just me, but my wife and my kids too. We're hearing God's voice speaking through those experiences, and we're responding to his grace by growing in virtue in our responses to those experiences. And so being able to have that prayer time where we are asking God, teach me to be the father that you want me to be. Teach us to be the family that you want us to be. We're reminding each other that God is the head of our household and that we are all his servants. And he has a plan for our lives, and it's our job to discern that together by prayerfully reflecting on the events of our day, the events of our life, and reflecting on how he wants us to respond to those experiences in virtue so that we can grow into the community of love St. John Paul says every family is meant to be. So there's a lot here, and a lot more to unpack on the idea of family prayer and our role in facilitating family prayer. But I just want to leave you with these high points. And if you have other questions, I really invite you to go ahead and post them in the Questions and Coaching / Home Builders channel on the Catholic Home app, because that's where we'll have these conversations. But, you know, this idea of creating regular prayer rituals throughout the day that allow us to step back, reflect on the day, bring that day to God, discern what he's asking us to do next, and constantly be reminded that he has a plan for our family that goes beyond my plan or my wife's plan or my kids' plan. He has a plan, and it's our job to learn it so that we can be that place where we encounter Christ more meaningfully at home and experience our faith as a source of the warmth in the home, and then function as an outpost of grace in a hurting world, as the domestic church he's calling us to be. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope to continue the conversation on the Catholic Home app in the Questions and Coaching section. God bless, guys.